Podcasting not so live, straight from your hard drive. It's 808 Talk, Hawaii's premier podcast, with your host V Brown, aka 808 Writer, and J Big Daddy Plumber. Sit back and relax, take off your shoes, and experience a little aloha. Aloha and welcome to 808 Talk. I'm your host, B. Brown, aka 808 Writer, and you're listening to Hawaii's premier podcast. Today is Sunday, June 19, 2005, and we're podcasting out of beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii, where the weather outside is sunny, the South Shore surf is just kicking, and the temperature is 88 degrees. Today's show is going to be a little different. We're going to play some music by a local band, showcase them. At the end of the show, feel free to send us an email and let us know how you like the music. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about some events that went on in Hawaii this past week. But just sit back, relax, find that little comfort zone, kick off your shoes, and experience a little aloha. Aloha, getting right into the show. This makes show number 4 for 808 Talk. And you may have already noticed that once again, you're only hearing my voice today. That's because I'm doing another show solo due to other commitments and work that J Big Daddy Plumber has to attend to. So that's understandable. At least this time I know where he is. So moving right along, today, like I said, it's kind of a little special show. I got some music I want to play by a local band, so you won't hear so much talking from me. But before we get into the first song, there's a couple things I wanted to put out. Last week, I talked about the Hawaii Podcasters Association, and I just want to make a correction because I gave out the wrong address. It's HawaiiPodcasting.com. That's HawaiiPodcasting.com. I think last week I said Hawaii Podcasters, and I apologize for that. So just making a correction right there. And I also wanted to throw out a little plug for a new podcast I heard this past week. It's at NahiNahi.net, and it's awesome podcast, very well put together. Talks about Hawaiian music and everything, and it's done by Keola Donaghy. So awesome, you know, go check it out. That's nahinahi.net. that's nahenahe.net. Check it out, it's an awesome show. I think you'll enjoy. So getting back to the band we're gonna showcase today, it's a local band here, made up of five guys. One of the guys I actually happen to be good friends with, so I asked him, I said, hey, you know, do you mind if we throw some of your songs on the air? He said, man, just blast away. So I enjoy their music, so I hope you will too. The band's name is Secondhand Sin. They do their recording over in Kailua. They perform at the Wave and many other venues around town, so you can check them out. But here's their first song. I hope you enjoy. I'm going to start you out with a little slow one. So just sit back and take it in. And like I said, at the end of the show, we'd love to get some email from you concerning this music and how you liked it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy it. Here he goes, Secondhand Sin.
Thank you. surrender, I subdue. There is no one I'd rather lie next to. I give you my surrender. Everything I am is what I render to you. This life is too short not to spend it with you. There is no one I'd rather lie next to. Give you my surrender. Everything I am is what I render to you.
That was Bed Light by Secondhand Sin. Once again, Secondhand Sin is a local band here in Hawaii on Oahu. They do their recording out of their studio in Kailua. And you can catch them at The Wave, at Bedrocks, and a lot of other different places around town. You can get all the details about their upcoming shows if you go to their website. It's secondhandsin.com. That's secondhandsin.com. And we'll have that posted up on our website, 808talk.com, also, so you can have a direct link straight to their site. I think that song right there is probably my favorite one that they've done. I like the little slow intro, and then in the middle when it picks up, that's kind of my style. I like that. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll play another one here real soon. I wanted to talk about two news events this past weekend. They both involve UH. One of them was, this past Thursday, there was an attempted kidnapping over by the UH campus. So I just wanted to put the word out there for anyone over in that area to kind of, let's keep an eye out and try to see if we can catch who it is that's trying to do this, because I think there's been several attempted kidnaps or or assaults over there in the past few months and earlier this year. So let's just keep an eye out. And for those of you that attend UH, be careful over there. Anybody coming up to you or asking you questions, you know, you try to be friendly and show the aloha spirit, and some people take advantage of it and use it as a way to attack and cause harm to people. So just keep an eye out, be vigilant over there, and if anybody sees anything, be sure and report it to the police. The other thing that involved UH I saw was that a former employee of UH had access to approximately over 150,000 Social Security numbers and personal information over there. So the UH faculty is warning. There's been a warning put out that there may have been some identity theft. So if you go to UH or work over at UH, it would be very wise to check and make sure that none of your information was stolen. I believe they do have who this was, and I don't know whether they're pressing charges yet or if they've actually found any details stating that he used any of the information. But just a word to the wise, check out. I know myself, I have a little monitoring system done by the credit reporting bureaus that would actually alert me if somebody had taken my identity. And it's a very good system. It's really, really reasonable. So that's another thing you might want to look into. In today's world, identity theft is like one of the number one things that's going on right now, especially with the widespread internet and technology. So once again, those of you that are UH students or work over there, just keep an eye out on that. And you can read actually more about this story if you want to find out all the details if you go to the HawaiiChannel.com. That's usually where we get our news here at 808talk.com. We'll get information and news from the HawaiiChannel.com. So anything we talk about here news related, you can usually find the details and information over there. So moving right along, I want to get into another song by Secondhand Sin. This song is titled Slow Gun, and the copy I have right here is an unmastered, unedited, raw cut that I got from Secondhand Sin. So sit back and relax, and once again, Secondhand Sin is a rock band here on Oahu. So if you enjoy their music, you can check out their site once again, or you can find out the schedule and you can go see them in person live. And they're a good bunch of guys and awesome music. So here's the next song I want to play for you, and it's titled Slow Gun.
Ah!
Once again, that was Slow Gun by Secondhand Sin. You can check out this and their other music over at their website, secondhandsin.com, or you can go to our website at 808talk.com, and we'll have links to the music and to their website posted up there. I'd love to be able to play some more, but it seems like the show's getting kind of long already, so I think we'll probably end it right there. But once again, if you enjoyed the music I played here today from Secondhand Sin, send us a comment, or you can head on over to their website and send them an email and tell them how much you enjoy their music. And you can also get a list of dates when they'll be performing live. So come on out, support them if you like the music, and let us know how you like the music and if you enjoyed it. And if you like the way we did this show today, let us know, because we'd be glad to do this some more and feature some more local artists and play their music. So I guess that'll wrap it up for today. And hopefully next week, me and Big Daddy will both be back in action and be talking away. And once again, if there's anything you'd like to know, for those of you that are not living in Hawaii, if there's any questions you have, any information you would like to know, shoot us an email or post a comment on our site, because we'd love to answer your questions. And for those of our local listeners, if you have any questions or comments or anything whatsoever, feel free to send us an email or post a comment on the site. And once again, last week we talked about it. You can hit both me and Big Daddy up on MySpace.com. You can find a link to our MySpace on our site, 808 Talk. If you look under the 808 the 808 host link, it'll tell give our websites and our MySpace accounts. My MySpace would be MySpace.com/VSBrown, and you can get Big Daddy at MySpace.com/PCModders. So hit us up there, join us, get on our friends list, and we'll just leave it at that, and what happens, you know. Once again, thanks for tuning in to 808 Talk. Be sure and tell all your friends about 808 Talk, and help us grow and become one of the biggest and best podcasts out of Hawaii. So until next week, we thank you for tuning in. Aloha and mahalo.